October 21, 1929. Parallel between the coming of the Word upon earth and the divine will. I was feeling all concerned about the divine fiat. A thousand thoughts crowded my mind with what my sweet Jesus had told me about it, especially on its reigning. And then I was saying to myself, but, does the divine will reign upon earth now? It is true that it is everywhere, there is not one point in which it does not exist. But does it hold its scepter, its absolute command in the midst of creatures? But while my mind wandered amid many thoughts, my lovable Jesus, coming out from within me, told me, my daughter, my divine will reigns. It can be paralleled to me, eternal Word, who, in descending from heaven, enclosed myself in the womb of my celestial mother. Who knew anything? No one, not even Saint Joseph knew, at the beginning of my conception, that I was already in their midst. Only my inseparable Mama was aware of everything. So, the great portent of my descent from heaven upon earth had occurred, and in reality, and while with my immensity I existed everywhere, heaven and earth were immersed in me, with my person I was enclosed in the maternal womb of the Immaculate Queen, no one knew me, I was ignored by all. And so, my daughter, here is the first step of the parallel between me, divine word, when I descended from heaven, and my divine will that takes its first step to come to reign upon earth. Just as I directed my first steps toward the Virgin Mother, so did my will direct its first steps in you. And as it asked for your will and you surrendered it, it immediately formed its first act of conception in your soul. And as it manifested its knowledges, giving you as though many divine sips, it formed its life and gave start to the formation of its kingdom. But, for a long time, who knew anything? No one. Only you and I were aware of everything. And after some time my representative, the one who directed you, became aware of what was happening in you, symbol of my representative, Saint Joseph, who was to appear as my father before creatures, and who, before I came out of the maternal womb, had the great honor and gift of knowing that I was already in their midst. After the first steps I took the second, I went to Bethlehem to be born, and I was recognized and visited by the shepherds of that place. But they were not influential people, they kept for themselves the beautiful news that I had already come upon earth, therefore they did not occupy themselves with making me known, with spreading me everywhere, and I continued to remain the Jesus hidden and unknown to all. But, though unknown, I was already in their midst, symbol of my divine will. Very often other representatives of mine have come to you, from afar and from nearby, who have listened to the beautiful news of the kingdom of my divine will, the knowledges about it, and how it wants to be recognized. But, some for lack of influence, some of will, they did not occupy themselves with spreading it, and it remained unknown and ignored, even though it already exists in their midst. But because it is not known, it does not reign, it reigns only in you, just as I was only with my celestial Mama and with my foster father Saint Joseph. The third step of my coming upon earth is the exile, and I had this because the holy Magi came to visit me, who aroused some interest in searching for me. This search of me made Herod fearful, and instead of joining with them to come to visit me, he wanted to plot against my life in order to kill me, and by necessity I was forced to go into exile. Symbol of my divine will, very often it seems that they arouse some interest, that they want to make it known by publishing it. But, nothing. Some are taken by fear, some are afraid to compromise themselves. Some do not feel like sacrificing themselves. Now with one pretext, now with another, everything ends up in words, and my divine will remains exiled from the midst of creatures. And just as I did not depart for heaven, but in the exile I remained in the midst of creatures, only with my divine mother and with Saint Joseph who knew me very well and I formed their paradise on earth, while for the others it was as if I did not exist. In the same way, having formed its life in you with all the cortege of its knowledges, if it does not receive the effects, the purpose for which it has made itself known, How can my fiat depart? In fact, when we decide to do a work, a good, no one can move us. Therefore, in spite of the exile and of its hiddenness, just as I did, doing my public life and making myself known after 30 years of hidden life, so will my divine volition not be able to remain always hidden, but will obtain its intent of making itself known in order to reign in the midst of creatures. Therefore, be attentive, and know how to appreciate the great gift of my divine will in your soul.